Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about manufacturing.
Right. Well, we're doing another one of our rural reality little two-page infographics, and this one is going to be on manufacturing jobs and their importance in Greater Minnesota.
And how important is manufacturing in Greater Minnesota? I think it's more important than a lot of people think.
It is. The statistic that we hear a lot is that since the 70s, manufacturing in all of America has declined, you know, phenomenally as all the jobs have moved, you know, to Asia. But manufacturing has changed, especially in the last 10 years. It's gotten more advanced, more sophisticated. The technology is changing, and it's actually making a comeback. There was a big drop, of course, during the last recession, but in most areas of the state, it's coming back. And in some areas, especially in the Northwest and West Central Minnesota, it's actually getting up close to or beyond where it was pre-recession. And one of the main reasons that it's so important is that it just pays a lot better than most jobs.
All right. So the critical issue, though, is training and people having the skills to be able to fill those higher paying positions, right?
Exactly. Yeah. They're projecting the Department of Employment and Economic Development with the state is projecting that there's going to be a fairly decent need for workers in manufacturing by 2020 even. And that those jobs are going up, the number of jobs needed are going up, and there's concern that the workers aren't going to be there. They need workers who are trained for this new kind of manufacturing. And so, you know, if people are looking for a job in manufacturing, the Twin Cities aren't the place to go, even though you can make more money there, because manufacturing jobs are only expected to go up by about 1% there. But in Greater Minnesota, it's expected to go up by almost 10%.
Wow.
And in some regions, it's around 14, 15, 16%.
Are the educational institutions, higher ed, two-year colleges and those kinds of things, are they adjusting to this demand for better training and that sort of thing?
Yes, they are. They're starting to work with the businesses to figure out what's needed in their area. And also some of the nonprofits in the area are working on this issue. It takes time and money to train in a new worker, especially if the business has to do it itself. And so places like West Central Initiative, it's one of the initiative foundations of McKnight, has been doing an experiment with helping companies cover the costs of training in workers for these jobs, and they're finding good results with it.
So it's actually a pretty bright future for rural Minnesota in terms of manufacturing jobs that are pretty good jobs, well-paying jobs.
Yep, they are.
Interesting. Well, thanks for that update. We can look for this two-page report soon?
Next week.
All right, sounds good. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.